going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go around the NFL in the Loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez, the OG, in his usual spot here on In the Loop as we go around the NFL. Real quick, though, I do have to bring up one more.
There are some great ones.
There are. Keep them coming in. We'll keep referencing them.
I've seen y'all's reactions online. Dang, I wish I knew how to access the text.
I'll hook you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question of the day. Which moment from your own playing career still haunts you the most to this day? 713-572-4610. The one that was brought up during the commercial break was from 832 that said, I always started baseball and football, but by the time the games came around, I always had an F on my report card, so I was never able to finish a season.
Jeez.
Stay in school, kids.
You thought you would learn the first time.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Figured you'd be motivated. Hey, let's go around the NFL. The Texans training camp start dates and joint practice schedule has been released. We can begin the countdown 33 days
yes,
from today.
Yes, sir.
First day of players report July 22nd. How excited are you to get this news?
Oh, just, asking ye shall receive. I was begging the Texans on air yesterday, although that didn't have any effect on it, but it worked out to let's get going. Because once you see the date, you're kind of like, all right. You know, and especially us here, we go out to camp and get to see them. And I really didn't get to see any of the OTAs and mini camp in person because it happened during our show. But we're going to be doing our show out there. Announced was the joint practices, and that's going to be August 14th here in Houston against the Carolina Panthers, and then August 21st joint practice in Detroit. And this is where it gets a little bit. You have to be somewhat flexible on this. Keep in mind that a lot of times if you see everything you need to see, if you're healthy or more specifically, if you're not healthy, you suffer some injuries, that last joint practice ends up getting canceled, basically, pushed back or they change it or whatever. I hope not. How do you fall on this? I think joint practices are the most important thing in the preseason, including preseason games.
Ooh. I'm big on the joint practices.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd put them above preseason games, but maybe number two right after. And every time I talk to coaches leading up to the season, they always say, right, we're tired of going up against ourselves. We want to go against someone else. So, and you obviously get that in the practices. So I am a big joint practice guy. I think I might still put the games ahead of it and then put it at number two. But yeah, I do think it's important. And I actually do like the Lions, matching up with the Lions. My concern would be we've seen it before where teams, especially late in training camp, closer to week one, get a little too physical. We know the whole Dan Campbell biting off kneecaps.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good team to test yourself in during the preseason to match up with a very physical, tough Lions team.
What I like about it is you're facing an odd man front and an even man front.
Mm.
So with the Panthers and the Lions. Mm-hmm. And these are not accidents. You know, the NFL does the schedule. We all know that. Teams do their preseason, especially coaches, do their preseason schedule. For reasons like that. So for when it comes to the Texans' offensive line, you're going to see it get a good look, you know, against an even man front and a good look against an odd man front. And just to clarify, the reason I like joint practices more than preseason games is because coaches talk about, I want to see this. Can you show me this against this receiver, this defensive back, this, you know, lineman? And if they get it wrong, and by the way, quarterbacks are protected. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they still have, quote, sacks, you know, if you get your hands on them. But quarterbacks are protected, and you can actually sort of choreograph what things that you think you need to work on, number one, or you might have a decision to make, or, you know, the competition is such that you want to see this guy in this particular situation. I think joint practices are just miles better, other than the event. It's cool to go to a game and all that.
Right.
Miles better than preseason games.
Do you think there'll be any sort of buzz, even just nationally, of Texans, Panthers, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, even though it's practice, that'll be a storyline?
Yeah, I think for sure. Now, is that the second preseason game?
Yes.
So they probably will see Bryce Young and CJ Stroud in that game. The third preseason game, after the joint practice, I wouldn't be surprised if that's a wrap and all you see is the guys that aren't going to make the squad.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they start with the Vikings, then the Panthers here in Houston, and then in Detroit to finish things out. So there you go. Start the countdown 33 days from today.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it is exciting when you get that date because now you have something to actually count down towards instead of having just a general idea. So here we go. Football right around the corner. Speaking of football, Shador Sanders. Now, I am a little confused by this story, admittedly. He was pulled over for driving over 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour speed limit area. And then I know you had just mentioned before we came back on of an update where this occurred on June 6th. He did not appear in court.
No, it's a separate one.
Oh, so they are separate.
It's a separate one.
So he's had two speeding violations this month.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's problematic.
Yes.
For a couple of reasons. Guys like to drive fast, and I'm not just talking about, you know, football players or basketball. I mean, you know, a lot of people just like to drive fast. The kind of the red flag for me, Luke, is when you hit triple digits.
Yes.
When you hit triple, it's one thing, hey, they pulled me over, I was going 85. You know, you lost track, you're on the highway, you know, the DPS comes and pops you. You're like, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, you're speeding. When you hit triple digits, that's not an accident, number one. Well, it's an accident waiting to happen, but it's not an accident that you hit 100 miles an hour. And number two, you do it twice. Not the second one doesn't have a speed. The second one that was updated really just less than half an hour ago said that Sanders was pulled over by Ohio State Patrol in Medina. I think that's how they pronounce it in Ohio. It might be. We call it Medina.
But we need a consult figure real quick.
Yeah, Medina for us. Medina, I think, in Ohio County on June 6th per public records. The speed was not listed, and he failed to appear in court on June 16th. So he failed to appear in court on June 16th, and then June 18th, or was it early this morning? Either way, 2 days or 3 days later, he's going 101?
Yeah, in a 60. Anything, they changed that law, I think, a number of years ago now, that like above 20 miles above the speed limit is considered reckless driving. Mm-hmm. And so if you get caught doing that the first time, you could have your license suspended immediately the first time. And if it happens a second or third time, you could have it suspended for months or even years.
Yeah.
And if we are correct in this belief that this is now twice in the same month, look, he's Shador Sanders. I don't know if he's going to face the same punishment as a normal, as you or I would. But if this is twice in the same month, I mean, theoretically, it is here. You could face potential suspension of your license because you're just deemed an unsafe driver on the road. And it goes back to the whole, oh, how could Shador Sanders fall in the draft? Well, I mean, there's just stories like this of people wonder about the entitlement and, you know, maybe even some of the arrogance. And I think that plays into if a guy's driving over 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone and gets caught and then does it again 2 weeks later and also doesn't take the responsibility to show up in court for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are big red flags just in terms of how you handle it, how you carry yourself as a professional.
And even if you say, hey, you know, let's not jump to conclusions about entitlement. Let's not jump to conclusions about this or that, which I don't think you're wrong. But I'm saying let's set that aside.
Mm-hmm.
The person who could least afford a public relations hit or a story like this making the public making it out is Shador Sanders, you know, for Cleveland. So Just a bad look, man.
Yeah, and I know like Colin Cowherd always says he wants his quarterback to be, what does he use? Quarterback-ly, I think is his term, almost like presidential. Where
he
you
was
know,
referring to Baker Mayfield, right?
He just uses it in
general.
I think
so, but he did once, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure at one point, but he uses that phrase. But just that idea of, you know, if you're going to be the quarterback of the team, like you have to carry yourself almost like that politician of the, you have to carry yourself well, and this doesn't bode well for a guy trying to, A, make the roster and be a leader of that team as a young kid.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens moving forward with Sanders. Hey, I'm sure you're excited outside of the Texans schedule, excited for week one. Bills, Ravens, we get a rematch of the two MVP, the winner and the runner-up from a year ago. Also a rematch in that playoff game where hopefully this time there's no rain. But history suggests that when this happens, it bodes well for that winning MVP, Josh Allen, who won last year. Lamar finished second. This is the first time we've ever had it for quarterbacks, but it's the fourth time overall, and the guy who won the MVP the year prior has always won the week one matchup the next year, meaning Josh Allen and the Bills, history says they'll beat the Ravens week one.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about this, but this whole redemption, revenge thing, that might be one of the most overstated things in sports, especially football. You know, the old Super Bowl rematch. Yeah, we got you this time. Yeah, well, it wasn't the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we got you this time. Yeah, well, we got 16 games left to play, you know, if Josh Allen wins this. I think it's important for Josh Allen, obviously, just to get started the way they are against that type of competition. It could prove to be a huge game. But all this other stuff about redemption and revenge, you can miss me with all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. It'll be a great game. It'll be an exciting game. But, yeah, for sure. And it's a big game. Just forget whatever happened in the past.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a big game in general.
These are two teams.
Yeah.
By the way, the Eagles. So history tells you the Bills will win that game. The Eagles open up their season against the Cowboys. If you're a betting man, history tells you to fade the Super Bowl champ in week one as well, against the spread, that is. So I know it might hurt you, but if you are a betting man, history says take the Cowboys week one against the Eagles as we look ahead to the start of the NFL season. Speaking of which, which teams do you think are most likely, or which team is most likely to end its playoff drought in 2025 in the NFL? NFL.com put together a ranking with the Saints, the Bears, neither of those teams made the playoffs since COVID. The Panthers, last playoff appearance was 2017. The Jets, who haven't made the playoffs since 2010. The Colts, who haven't made the playoffs since COVID as well. And the number one on their list, I guess most likely to get to the playoffs this year, is the Atlanta Falcons, who haven't done it since 2017. Do you see any of those teams? Do you give any of those teams a good chance to actually make the playoffs this year for the first time in at least 5 years?
Well, one of them will, right? Just, you know, the way teams go worst to first, or
you would think.
All this. So you got Falcons, Colts, Jets, Panthers, and Bears and Saints. I don't think it'll be the Saints. So
yes,
I think they're out. They have the Falcons number one. I'm going to go with Bears.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Bears. And I what's that?
Out of left field with that one.
I know it's out of left, but think about what they've done in the offseason, you know, with the acquisitions that they've made, offensive line, et cetera. Hugely, huge, tough division. And that's going to be a factor. But how about you?
I'm not as high on the Bears this year. I'm not a big Ben Johnson as a head coach guy. I think the Saints are definitely out. Jets definitely out. I give them no chance, either of those two teams. Falcons, that division is not very good, and it seems like a different team wins every year, or even just like an 8-9 team wins that. So I get the Falcons being number one. I can't say the Colts.
I mean, you could. you certainly
it.
Could.
You want to. Do it.
Panthers are also in that same division. I'm going to say either the Panthers or the Falcons. But I will say this about the Bears. There is a streak, and the Texans played into this, where a first-year head coach does make the playoffs. It's been like every season, I think, for the last decade. And Ben Johnson is a first-year head coach, of course, with the Bears. So there is this trend of, you know, before the league figures out these coaches and their systems or what they're trying to do, they can surprise some teams, make the playoffs. So maybe that will help the Bears, but I'm going to go Panthers or Falcons just because that division's bad and it'll be year two for Bryce Young and Michael Penix in their systems. So.
Yeah, that NFC North had three double-digit winning teams with the Lions, Vikings, and Packers. I don't know. I get your point. Probably, you know, it's not the smartest thing, but I could see the Vikings taking a step back, although McCarthy seems to be gaining a lot of traction. Packers, obviously, with Jordan Love. and the Lions, you know, being as good as they are. But I might go with what the Bears are doing. Yeah.
What team has the longest playoff drought out of all?
The Jets.
The Jets. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I give them a very small chance to break. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. I mean, they could probably sneak into wild card. I mean, I like Aaron Glenn. I just don't think they're going to do much at all this first year.
No.
But I like what you're doing there, Luke, with the Panthers and the Falcons. I'm going to say the Bryce Young is going to lead the Panthers to an NFC South championship.
If you're looking at the division, though, the Jets do make sense. Obviously, the Bills. But yeah. Then what do you really think of the Dolphins?
No, yeah, I'm not high on the
Dolphins.
What
do you really think of the Patriots?
I think they'll be better this year.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think I put the Jets in last place in that division. I don't think they have a lot going on there, at least on offense.
Yeah.
I don't trust Justin Fields. I don't really like Aaron Glenn as a head coach. I mean, remains to be seen. But
yeah.
We'll see. I put him in last. Hey, last thing around the NFL real quick. Travis Kelce, he made $17 million from the Chiefs. Over or under, he made more than $17 million from off-the-field stuff.
You go, Kelce. I know the answer,
Colin.
He's
made more off the field.
More than $17 million off the field.
For just the 1 year.
Yeah.
Yes.
You actually are right.
Yep.
He made $20 million just from Pfizer. Just from Pfizer, he made $20 million. Here's my question. Is that a Travis Kelce thing, or is that a Taylor Swift thing?
Taylor Swift. I mean, part of it is
no,
Kelce.
No, it's a Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah, it is. Part of it is Kelce. Like, he had that whole dating show before. Like, he was already kind of a guy. But no, not to this level, not to this magnitude until Taylor Swift. Now, he had to be at a certain level to get Taylor Swift, but then she just zipped him up the proverbial ladder there to the top floor. So, yeah, I think he would have done well for himself regardless off the field, but no, not this one. This is Taylor Swift helping him out.
Like, how many millions, not even thousands, how many millions of worldwide fans had no idea who he was?
Right.
And now Pfizer, a worldwide, you know, obviously pharmaceutical company.
Are you talking about Travis Kelce's girlfriend?
Yeah. Okay, you don't count. you don't count. $20 million from one.
Man, that is
one
nice
endorsement.
I always wonder about that. Like, why is Danny DeVito still doing commercials?
Why do you think?
Will Ferrell. But yeah, because it's probably one day of shooting, and they pay you $20 million. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would do it, too.
By the way, Danny DeVito for Jersey Mike's is so good.
He's the best. Anything DeVito does, I'm in.
The skits within the commercials are some of my favorites, personally.
And by the way, this is a unique thing, kind of apropos of nothing. As many great things as Danny DeVito has done, I mean, you can go back to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
You know, his first ever big movie. And all the other, you know, Taxi, was it Taxi Driver, whatever it was
taxi,
called?
Yeah, taxi, yeah, the sitcom,
all
yeah.
that is. All I think of him now in terms of work is Always Sunny.
Of course.
Always
he's
Sunny.
He's so good on that show. I need to actually sit down and watch
it. Oh, my
it.
God, like, he's so good. Waving that gun everywhere. Yeah. Everything.
The show became so much better when they added him in the second season.
Yes.
But yeah, he's great. I love anything DeVito does. Mm-hmm. The guy can't miss. Hey, coming up, big news overnight in the sports world. What could it potentially mean for us here in Houston? We'll get to that next in the Loop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
There is big news in the sports world overnight. What could it potentially mean for the future of Houston sports? We'll get to that in just a moment. Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez with us as always here on In the Loop. And you too. 713-572-4610 is the text line to get in touch with the show. I know they were talking about this news this morning as well on Payne and Pendergast. And in case you missed it, the big news being that I was shocked when I saw it, honestly. The Buss family is selling the majority of the Lakers. They're actually talking about it on the TV here in our studio in front of us. But they'll keep 15% of the Lakers, and Jeannie Buss will remain in her role, at least for the time being. And they're selling the team to Mark Walter, who had already owned the Dodgers. Sold it for $10 billion, which is almost twice as much as the next highest team that, that was sold, which was the Celtics, for $6 billion. $10 billion. Anyways, I know they were talking about this morning about, you know, does this mean anything for the teams here in Houston? They didn't seem to think so. I honestly didn't think so at first. But then, John, I got to admit, you made a pretty good case this morning, and I thought,
all right,
this is really interesting. So the floor is yours.
Well, let me share with the class what I mentioned to you guys. And I do want to first say I don't think the McNairs would ever. Here's the thing. Did you ever think the Buss family would?
No. That's why I was pretty shocked last night.
Did you ever? I mean, that's the Lakers.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that family would sell? Did you ever think the Celtics coming off championships?
Yeah, right. No.
If it can, I get what the boys this morning are saying. Oh, never. I mean, it's a family business. It's one of those things that, you know, is a passion project. Do you not think it was for the Buss family?
Yeah, that's exactly how I describe it.
I mean, here's where I would lay it out. And I'm just laying out more about the landscape of professional sports ownership than anything. So the big trend, and we all know this, is it's not even a question anymore. The big trend these days is, you know, private families these days, either there's not enough of them, or they don't want to spend that much for what these skyrocketing prices are. It's about private equity.
Mm-hmm.
It's about institutional investment is what I call it. In other words, big groups, big conglomerates, like what is now owning the Dodgers and the, have the largest ownership in the Dodgers and the Lakers. That is what, you know, that is how teams are being purchased and owned now. That's number one. Jeannie Buss, if you don't think Jeannie Buss had as big of a passion about the Lakers as the McNairs do, you haven't been paying. I mean, she lived that. I mean, she absolutely lived the Lakers, and she sold.
They just came out with, by the way, a Netflix show about her taking over and running the Lakers. Yeah, I mean, it's her whole personality, really.
Right. So that's one similarity. And I'm just drawing a picture here because we never think it would happen. I don't think it would happen, but it happens. And it happens a lot. Keep in mind, when Dr. Jerry Buss died, there was a big sort of, well, it was an argument. It was a power struggle within the Buss family. She and I believe she has four or five siblings. She and her siblings got in a big fight over ownership and who's going to take control, be, quote, the governor is what they call it, of the organization, basically the owner, the, you know, in charge. And there was a big, to the point that it went to court, there was a big drama about it, and she ended up winning. Let me ask you both this. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
You might have to, sort of, you know, go back in your mind a little bit. But Janice McNair inherited the Texans. Cal and Hannah were not the people who purchased, obviously, as we all know, and brought in the, it was Bob McNair. It was Bob and Janice McNair. So Janice McNair inherited the Texans when Bob died, and Cal and Hannah ultimately took over. There was a big legal dispute between, and it didn't make a lot of headlines, but it made some, and it kind of has faded away. But Cal's brother disputed that Janice had the capacity to control the interests. And it wound up in court, just like the Jeannie Buss thing with her siblings. And ultimately, Cal and Hannah won. But there was tension there, and you know that tension is still simmering. Had Kerry McNair, the brother, had Kerry McNair won the petition, he would have gained control of Janice's personal and financial interests, presumably including the Texans. So, they'll never sell. Well, the Lakers sold. Oh, there was a power struggle within the family after it was inherited, just like here. There's another thing that we shouldn't forget either. The Texans are aggressively trying to build their own facility, as we know. It's on a fast track. You know, we got that news this week. And this Texans, kind of a Texans anchored is what I call it, sort of mixed-use district that, you know, whether it's Katy or Pearland or the Woodlands were the ones reported. This isn't just for fan experience. I mean, from an ownership perspective, it's not like, hey, it's all about the fans. I mean, that's a factor, and that's something that's important to them. But what that does is it gives the ownership of the organization more control of the asset. It's not the county. It's not, you know, just game day. It's all this mixed-use development. It's events that they have there. It's their own training facility. Does that sound familiar to the Lakers? Yes. Like, it's apples to apples. It's just a smaller, you know, asset. It's huge, but it's a smaller asset than what the Lakers are. And you also build these things and do these things, again, not just for fan experience. You do it for the valuation of the franchise.
100%.
The valuation of the franchise shoots, skyrockets.
Yes.
Up.
I think that's the biggest reason why they do it.
Yeah. So I'm interested in your thoughts on this. And again, I'm speaking for you. You can speak for yourself. But I'm thinking, nobody here thinks the McNairs will ever sell. And I say again, as much as it's unlikely, you just can't say that it's nowhere on the radar.
It's true.
Right?
Also, I would throw in from your list earlier, like Mark Cuban. I never thought he would have sold the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them in with the Celtics, the Lakers,
yeah.
You know, even the Dodgers a decade ago, so on and so forth.
The Broncos recently sold.
It's true. And that's why at first I thought, like, no, this wouldn't happen. Like you said, this wouldn't happen here. But then you made the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to Ted DiBiase, my old wrestling fan days, where he would say, everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
And it is true. Jeannie Buss loved the Lakers. She's still going to be part of the organization. But when someone says, like, hey, we'll give you $10 billion, it's like the people that always come and knock it on your door at the house and, like, mm-hmm. hey, we'll buy your house today. And you're like, no, thanks, I'm good. But eventually they might come with an offer good enough that you're like, I love my house, but you know what? Financially, how can I turn this down? I'll get another house. I'm going to make money, get another house, whatever it is. Similar here. Well, yeah, of course, today you would say, no, none of these teams in Houston would be interested, but you never know.
Well,
and the prices are just going up and up and up with these teams.
I would say I don't expect the Astros to ever be sold anytime soon. I think it's a passion project, as it is for the McNairs. But I think Jim Crane, now he's a guy that has sold companies in the past, but I don't think the Astros are anywhere close. I don't think the Rockets are anywhere close. Patrick McNair just lives for the Rockets and really wants to invest in it. I don't think the Texans will sell. But when you look at, like, just sort of, you know, the family dynamic, there is tension right now. We don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about it. But Kerry McNair went to court.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry McNair went to court to try to say that his mother was not capable of running the organization so he could get you know, he could get control basically of the entire operation. That's simmering, man. I don't think it'll happen. But when you look at the billions, when you look at, and I think this is another thing, like the family ownership of, as I mentioned earlier, family ownership of professional sports organization is going by the wayside.
Yeah.
Or at least fading. But when there's a big, you know, private equity firm or this institutional investment firm that comes in and says, hey, $7 billion, $9 billion. I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. But there is a timeline where maybe you could see it.
I was about to say, you say that may not ever happen, but.
Yeah, it happened. Well, again, my biggest argument is the Lakers did it.
Is that the biggest surprise ever, you think? Or is there another bigger sale of a team that is more surprising?
Jeannie Buss absolutely lived for the Lakers. Yeah. I know her, but I've spoken with her on a couple of occasions back in the day. I mean, she, like Patrick Fertitta, I mean, yep. She was immersed herself in it, you know, learned it from the ground up, mm-hmm. you know, was in her dad's office all the time. She sold.
And by the way, it's a pretty good deal because she still keeps 15%. Mm-hmm. For now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but she still keeps her role, whatever her title is. I don't know if she's president of mm-hmm. basketball, whatever her title is. She keeps that, and she gets $10 billion. So that's another part of it, too, where you could sell the team without selling all of it off mm-hmm. and still be involved with the team while pocketing billions of dollars on the sale. So you could see something like that from other teams.
I would say this. If, as much as I don't think it's going to happen, and yet it did, I would have bet, if there was a prop bet, who sells their team first? Mark Cuban, Jeannie Buss, or Cal McNair? I would have said Cal McNair.
I think I would agree with you.
Right?
Yeah, but it would have been, I mean, the time it would have been sold was sometime after, you know, Bob passed away. That would have been, you know, I felt like that was the timeline, but then
but
it never happened.
At the same time, the valuation of the organization is going higher.
Exactly.
They're building this facility. They probably want a new stadium, or at minimum, we know they want a renovation of the stadium and more control. Mm-hmm. If they get control of the stadium or a new stadium, they get this mixed-use development and their facility, and the valuation goes from whatever it is right now, I'm guessing around $5 billion.
According to Forbes, $6
billion. Okay. That goes up.
Well, yeah, and then...
That goes up.
And they're in... Cal and Hannah are locked in on what they're trying to build, on what's being built here. So,
and families and money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Families and money. We all have, to different degrees, some experience with that.
For sure. Yeah, you never want to mix family with business. It always gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I love that Al Davis bought the Raiders for what was $18,000 in 1966.
Golly.
And I think he had to take out a loan because he was just like a coach and then the commissioner. You know, he wasn't even like a businessman.
Yeah.
He was a football guy.
Yeah.
$18,000.
Bud Adams bought the Oilers for $25,000.
Oh, my gosh. Now $10 billion just for the majority of the Lakers, not even the whole 100%.
Mm.
It is crazy. It's certainly something to think about for sure. Everyone has their price. We'll see if we ever get to that point with mm-hmm. any of the teams here in Houston. Hey, when we come back, time for What's Poppin', including some breaking news around the Rockets. We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez with us here on In the Loop. 713-572-4610 to text the show. What's Poppin'? Well, that includes some breaking news about the Houston Rockets making a big investment into this team and its future. But it's not Kevin Durant. The Rockets have agreed to a long-term contract extension with head coach Ime Udoka, making him one of the highest-paid coaches currently in the NBA.
How about that? Knicks fans are sad, I guess, right?
Take that, Knickerbockers.
I mean, can we just, real quick, though, that's just stupid how the Knicks are going about their head coach.
Oh, my gosh.
I just have to get that out
real quick. Beyond stupid. And if you're wondering, highest paid, among the highest paid coaches in the NBA, this was as of last year, so some of these guys are no longer coaching for their team. At the top of the list, Greg Popovich made $17 million. Ooh. Who is this? Spoelstra made $15 million. Mm. Michael Malone made $12 million.
Wow.
So Thibodeau made $11 million. So it doesn't stink being Ime Udoka. I got to believe it's right in that area, $10 to $12 million a year. But the bigger part of this is everybody wants stability. And I think it's about stability. I also think it's like they know they've got the guy. I mean, when you know you've got the guy, you do whatever you can.
For sure. Yeah. He's done a great job. I love the move. Secure him, keep him for a while. I'm sure the Knicks news maybe did help just get a little bit of that raise to show like, hey, people want me. I'm a hot commodity here. It gives them a little leverage in the negotiations. But yeah, absolutely. I like the move and a lot of the feedback. In fact, I think all the feedback I've seen on the text line or on YouTube has been positive that Rocket fans seem to be pleased that Ime is going to be sticking around and not going anywhere. So that's good. He's done such a great job. Yeah, like you said, I mean, why even fool around? Keep him here for a while and continue to build this thing.
One thing I think it does do, I'm curious if you agree, Dana Brown, Raphael Stone, clearly, is on a good run here lately. But I think the ultimate play caller there is Ime Udoka.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to try to go. I lost my train of thought. Mm-hmm. And thank you, because I heard you guys talking about this earlier this week, looking at the Houston teams, like who has the upper hand, coach or GM. Yes. Yeah. I already would have said Ime, but now, especially after this deal, you always follow the money for the decision making. That's why in baseball, like a lot of the GMs, in fact, I think all the GMs are getting paid more now than the managers. Mm-hmm. No longer is Joe Torre in the league making $8
million.
Yeah. Because they're the ones making the decisions. But yeah, in this case, when you give this contract, I think it shows he is, for lack of a better phrase, the head of that organization. He's directing things.
Does it affect the Kevin Durant situation?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
If anything, I mean, maybe Durant would be happy to see, because, Ime's his guy, so that long-term commitment that if they do sign him, Kevin Durant, to an extension, he can feel some comfort in my coach.
I think marginally it might be like, oh, okay. You know, I know who my guy is, by the way.
Right.
New coach in San Antonio, which
it's
is
true.
The other contender.
Yeah.
Obviously the Heat, but I think marginally it might impact it a little bit. And it might impact it from what we're talking about here. You know, the Ime Udoka, I'm not going to say calling the shots, but has the biggest influence. And he might be like, hey, let's go, you know?
And that's one of the things when I was trying to compare the three teams, Heat, Spurs, Rockets. I put the Spurs and Rockets in a similar sense, except the Rockets have already shown they can win. The Spurs are still trying to do that.
Yeah.
And the other piece, which you just mentioned, Spurs have a new head coach, first-time head coach, where the Rockets, not only is there that connection with Durant, but you know you got a good coach there, and now you know he's going to be there for a while. So, yeah. I guess it does give an advantage, a leg up to the Rockets when trying to compare them to Durant's other preferred teams in the league. So that's the news. Ime getting a long-term contract. We don't have the finances, usually don't for these NBA coaches, but he'll be one of the highest-paid NBA coaches, according to Shams. Just coming out, that news just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What else is popping? Well, unfortunately, and this led to our question of the day today, but last night you had Arkansas, LSU, in a College World Series elimination game. We've been talking about it throughout, but it was just a calamity of errors for Arkansas on mental mistakes, essentially three errors in the field to cough up a two-run lead at the end. And even if you're not an Arkansas fan, certainly if you're not an LSU fan, I mean, I saw a lot of people on social media last night having their quote-unquote hearts break for Arkansas, just as neutral sports fans watching that thing unfold.
It was tough. This is what it sounded like last night.
This ball is hooked to left field and a bad read. It goes off of the left fielder's head, Davalon. Both runs are going to come in and we are tied again.
Good Lord.
Oh my goodness. He slipped and it looked like it went right off of his body. And we are tied at five.
You talk about sick. I didn't have a dog in the fight, and I was sick for that kid. Just bawling, crying, and certainly understandable. And it certainly wasn't just his fault. As you mentioned, calamity of errors, real bad throw started the inning. The Razorbacks could have had five outs, basically, in that inning, and they didn't get but two until LSU won it. And then there was a double play. I mean, it was just tailor-made double play that they made a bad decision on, went to third base, as you said, up two runs. What are you doing?
Yes.
And then that. The player, you know, Charles, they call him Chuck Davalon, with the big mistake there at the end. And, you know, he didn't speak understandably, but this is what his coach said.
He said that he was sorry. And I said, don't tell me you're sorry. You don't have to tell me you're sorry. And then he said it again. And I mean, it's tough.
You know, Charles, he told me, he's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, why are you sorry? Like, we wouldn't be where we are today without him, the way he competes. And he's one of the best hitters and people and just all around best baseball players I've ever been around. So, I mean, for him to say sorry, it kind of pissed me off because, like, the game's not on him. Like, it's on a team, and, you know, that he's one of the greatest to do it here.
Here's the question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just heartbreaking. Like I said, I was just like, oh, that poor kid. You know, question of the day, all that stuff. Some people don't use the term choke correctly. Sometimes a team just makes some incredible plays,
right?
Steps up, absolutely, you know, wins the game. You didn't choke. As much as this broke my heart, that was a choke start to finish.
100%.
I mean,
brutal.
Start to finish.
Yeah, that's what makes it. If it was like, you know, LSU just hit a few homers and you tip your cap, like, good piece of hitting.
But
now, in this case, Arkansas found ways to cough up this game. And that's going to be the Bill Buckner moment where Bill Buckner had that error. It was only to tie the game, and it was also game six. There was a game seven. There was extra innings. It's going to be the Steve Bartman where you forget Alex Gonzalez had an inning-ending double play that he had an error before. But you always focus on that one big play, and that's unfortunately going to be the case for this guy.
Well, Arkansas just overall has just terrible, terrible bad mojo in Omaha. Remember a few years ago, Oregon State, they could have completed the sweep and win it against Oregon State, and on a pop up that was in foul ground and just miscommunication. No one wanted to get it, and it was with two outs, and then Oregon State went on and win MVP of that, Adley Rutschman, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, 0-5 against LSU in the College World in Omaha in the College World Series.
Is that Is that good?
That is not good. That is not good.
And last thing on this, I did look it up because I was curious. I would feel really bad if this was the last game of his career. He is rated as like the number 29th prospect for the upcoming draft. So from one source I saw, at least. So at least like if his career can continue, at least this isn't the final play of his career.
Yeah. No, he'll be playing. And then my, you know, weird mind went here. All due respect because he knows how much I love him. Is Clint Sterner off the hook? Is he off the hook?
He's not in today. Maybe he's taking it a little too hard.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I know I think weird thoughts sometimes, but I'm like, oh, good for Clint. Because nobody's going to.
He's probably listening right now like, what the hell,
he's going to be throwing something at me. when he comes in tomorrow, he's going to be throwing something at me. But hey, I'm pulling for Clint. I'm doing this for Clint.
Brutal. Hey, saying in the baseball world, Rafael Devers, once he got to the Giants, said he'd be willing to play wherever they want to put him. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but something like, they're the bosses, I'll play wherever, which is the exact opposite of what he said in Boston.
No.
And he even took grounders at first base on his first night with the Giants.
So what does this tell you? As much as like you say, and I agree with you, you know, he was toxic and it wasn't good and teammates weren't crazy about him. It works both ways, too. He clearly was like, screw those guys in Boston. Oh, San Francisco? I'm in.
It's the classic, like, you're in a relationship with someone and they say, I don't want to have kids. And then you break up and you see a year later on Instagram that their new girlfriend's pregnant. And you're like, you just didn't want to have kids with me.
Yes.
And it's similar. Devers, apparently willing to play anywhere, just not for the Red Sox. But I think it drives the point home that, obviously, not a team player. You know, has been described as toxic and had to go where he just wasn't willing to do what was that relationship was frayed. He wasn't willing to do what was best for the team. Now with a new beginning, he's obviously willing to do it for the Giants.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do think that it was irreparable. You know, it was absolutely irreparable what happened in Boston. And I'm also wondering, how long does this last in San Francisco?
Yeah.
How long does this last?
It's true. All right. It's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Now to use that term again.
We can all thank Alex Bregman for all this drama.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true.
Yep. Last thing here on What's Poppin'. We do have the NBA Finals resuming tonight with Game 6 in Indiana and OKC, 6-point favorite on the road. Do you think we get a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, or do the Thunder, do they wrap it up on the road tonight?
Tell me about Haliburton.
Yeah, that's a big question. I don't know.
Tell me, what was the news yesterday? I'm doing everything I can to play. That doesn't make me feel good if I'm a Pacers fan.
None of the terms or phrases they've used since this injury occurred has made me feel good about his status.
Mm-hmm. Haliburton slowed down. The series ends tonight, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Unless they rely on TJ McConnell quite a lot.
Oh, he's been killing it. You know, we'll see. We'll see about that.
I was shocked that they scored 109 last game on the road with really nothing from Haliburton.
Yeah.
So maybe they can. My only concern, my only fear is the Thunder have shown this ability, I think it's their youth, to let the Pacers, in this case, hang around.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're on the road. We know the cliche that role players don't play as well on the road in the playoffs. So, you know, maybe the Pacers could steal one tonight if the Thunder fool around, show some of that inexperience, and don't come ready to play, leave the door open. But, I mean, the Thunder are the better team. They should win tonight.
And Thunder role players have dispelled that saying. I mean, you know, just Caruso and all these. It's pretty incredible how their role players have played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're deep. They are the best team. Honestly, I'm surprised it's gotten this far. I picked the Thunder in a gentleman's sweep at the beginning of the series.
That's what I did. 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So props to the Pacers for even making this such a series.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Thunder were far superior. We'll see if they close it out tonight. That's 7:30 Central Time on ABC.
Oh, by the way, we have an answer to the question of the guy that soiled himself standing on second base when he couldn't hold it. By the way, I was in a meeting, but I just caught up. It was number one. It was number one.
Yeah, that's what he tells people.
That's much better than number two.
It's a little better.
It's definitely better. It's not good.
I'm not saying it's good.
No, it's better. We had a kid in first grade who went number two in his pants in class, in school in first grade. People don't forget those things. It was his nickname all the way through high school.
Oh, sure.
So,
Yeah,
that is that. You can't come back from that. At least it was a number one, I guess.
Yeah.
You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. When we come back, the Astros have dealt with a lot of adversity and yet still have the second most wins in the American League. What, if anything, could actually derail them at this point? We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.